To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what Donovan said last night, too? Like, I'm not going to go down the concerned route. Yeah. I know what you guys do in the, you in the media. He almost went Jerry Jeudy. Like, I know what you guys in the media do if I say concerned, so I'm not going to say concerned.
And then he proceeded to fumble a football after a 25-yard catch.
I don't know why. It just continues to happen.
It's something about that. You blame the media. You no longer can catch passes. It's the weirdest. No matter football or, I almost said sports ball, football or basketball. Having a banner day here at afternoon drive, but Ohio State, Indiana, that is coming up 2 days from now. We'll see if this 1v2 matchup can live up to the hype. And to talk about it, we've got former Ohio State linebacker and of NBC Sports as well, college football analyst Joshua Perry on the Fan Hotline. Joshua, welcome to the show.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. I guess we'll start with the obvious here. 1 versus 2, Ohio State versus Indiana. This matchup doesn't seem to be getting as much love as it should be. Are you expecting this to be as good as the rankings say it should be?
I think so. I mean, I think these are two of the most complete teams in America. You know, I feel like people are generally down on the conference championships because these teams are going to be in the bracket, and both of them are probably going to get the first round bye with the new seeding unless one of them gets blown out. So I can see where people are hemming and hawing a little bit. The reality of the situation, though, this is a huge moment for Indiana as a program. They were the losingest program in college football for a long time. They lost that title, thankfully, for those guys this year. And then for Ohio State, they haven't been to Indianapolis since the COVID year. So I know both the fan bases are excited, maybe not as much luster nationally because the implications aren't dire. But to me, it should be a well-contested matchup here.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. What is the excitement level? Because I mean, a Big Ten title is nice, but I feel like there's so many other things that we play for. It just doesn't seem like it hits the same way.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you learn a lot in this matchup, though. Like, one of the questions that people have for Indiana still is, like, when you get a team that's supremely talented like Ohio State, do you actually match up? And they answered that a little bit with the way that they handled their game at Autzen this year. But the idea is Ohio State is a different animal. And so if Indiana looks good in this game or can even pull off a win, I think people learn a lot. And then the flip side is we watch Ohio State go out there. Defense has suffocated people. The offense just stands over the ball. They'll snap it under 5 seconds. They hit you over the top. The run game started to come alive. It doesn't feel like there's really a weakness here. And all of a sudden, if they start to struggle a little bit, turn the football over, defense can't get stops, maybe you learn something. So in terms of, like, big picture implications, I'm not exactly sure, but it feels like there's still a lot at stake because, you know, for number one and number two, I think there are a lot of doubters nationally, especially people down south who don't think these guys played a tough schedule that might feel like they learned something.
So when it comes to Fernando Mendoza, obviously there's a lot of NFL buzz on him, but what do you see when you watch Fernando Mendoza play and necessarily what he does good and how do you bottle him up?
Yeah, I mean, he's a smart quarterback. I think that's where I'd start. You can see it in the way that he processes and he operates that offense. You know, he's rarely making mistakes. He rarely misses reads. So you got to try to find ways to confuse him there. He's got the arm. He can extend plays, and it's more of a, like, he's a good runner in a straight line. He's not a twitched-up jitterbug-type athlete in the pocket, but certainly can hit you with his legs and be dangerous there. And it's just the operation overall of how he runs that offense. They're heavy RPO, heavy play action type of offense, and his ability to make the right reads in the RPO and sell the fakes, I think, is big. Here's the thing that people don't realize about Indiana's offense, though, is they run it more than anybody in the Big Ten. They're averaging like 40 runs a game. And I think that's why their pass game has been so effective. And it's not to disparage Fernando Mendoza, the receivers, Surratt and Cooper Jr. Those guys will all play on Sundays. But if you make him drop back and now he's got to read through a progression fully, and he's got to do that with pressure in particular, his feet start to get tangled up a little bit. He doesn't fully step into throws. And that's where you see him maybe get off script and he doesn't make the reads. Now, he's been clutch and he's been able to come back in those situations. Not against Penn State. They were bringing pressure. He handled it. But the beginning of that drive, he took a sack. And the reason why was because he was looking down. You look at his splits, particularly when they're on the road, the pressure rate is three times what it is at home. And he is much less effective. And it's because of the pressure. So to me, it's stopping the run so they can't get into RPOs. And then you make him a drop back quarterback and apply pressure, and I think he's a different player.
So you're not just a former Buckeye. You're not just a college football analyst. You played in the league. You played on Sundays for a couple of years there. Just some of the stuff that I'm hearing about Fernando Mendoza, Cleveland Browns here might end up having a top three pick, might end up trading up for that. When you look at Fernando Mendoza, do you look at a kid, do you see a talent that could be a top five, top 10 quarterback in the NFL?
No, and I think he can be a very good, successful, efficient quarterback in the NFL. I think if you're drafting him and you want to pick him in the top five or even the top 10 of this draft, you're probably putting too much value and too many expectations on him. The issue that's going to come is he's going to be the number one guy. Ty Simpson was a guy from Alabama people had talked about. He's kind of tailed off. The last three games, he's had a ton of turnovers. And against Auburn, he threw for 122 yards. Like, that's not a great performance for a guy who's supposed to be at the top of draft boards. And then Dante Moore from Oregon's the other one that people have talked about. But he's thinking about coming back, and I think he should for another year. So Fernando Mendoza may be the best option and probably the only option for teams that are at the top of the draft. But you'd be taking him there because there's not really a deep draft class, and there's not a better guy behind him that you would say that you want. And I'm not sure that he's the guy where you say we're handing him the keys to our franchise tomorrow. And we're going to do it for the next 10 years. And you expect him year one, year two, year three to be able to deliver the way that he would in year four, five, and beyond.
It sounds to me like you think people got the story wrong in this one. And if anyone wants to talk about Mendoza, the highlight here is the run game from Indiana.
It is. And it's a run game that has been really good all year long. They roll the running backs through, so those guys have been fresh. And they break tackles. They have really good vision. They've got some game-breaking speed in the open field. And the offensive line is something that I think has gone underrated for this Indiana group. They're not necessarily the most talented players in the world, although they do have talented players. They move well together. They rarely make mistakes in pass pro. Like, it's a group that I think is built on the fronts on both sides of the ball, but in particular on offense. And it's hard to deny. Their worst games have come against Iowa and against Penn State. Look at their rushing totals from those games. They barely got over 100 yards. They looked bad in the first half against Wisconsin. They ran it for 87 yards in the game before they realized that Wisconsin's got a terrible secondary and you just have to throw the ball in that football team. They want to run the ball. It's what they do when their offense is clicking the best. And I think the key to stopping them is being able to...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Stop that run.
Joshua Perry, college football analyst, NBC Sports, and the fan hotline here. So, with all this being said, Ohio State's offense, I've watched it all season long. I know it's good. I don't know how much better than good it is, even as we look at the defense and think, wow, that's elite. So, in terms of the Ohio State offense, do you think it's good enough to truly not just win this game, but go through the playoffs and win a national championship again?
Guys, I don't know how much that offense has really shown in terms of scheme and wrinkles and all the different things. I mean, the first wrinkle that really kind of stands out just in terms of attacking a defense and going for the jugular was really the Jeremiah double move on 4th and 5, which, like, gutsy call. But it's 4th down, right? Like, the corner, you see Jeremiah going to slant. It's a very aggressive corner. They know he's going to bite. You hit him with the double move over the top, it becomes a touchdown. I think there's a lot more to that offense that they can do that they just haven't shown. It's been pretty simple in the pass game. It's been pretty simple in the run game. And they like to stand over the football and wait until the play clock runs down to snap it. They have been very intentional about not running a super high volume of plays and just being efficient. So now if you get a little bit more volume with the same level of efficiency and maybe some more creativity, I think that there's still a different level. I go back to last year where we left the Michigan game and we're like, what the hell did these guys do on offense? Then against Tennessee, it's like different offense. Against Oregon, different offense, right? Like, I think there are layers to it, and they just haven't had to show it yet this year. And part of that was Julian's development early on in the season. I think the other part is we've got a really suffocating defense where we don't have to do very much offensively. We can keep guys fresh, but I think that there's another level here that hasn't been unlocked yet.
Okay, so, and obviously it's hard to talk about this if we haven't yet seen it, but like, then if you were to line up last year's team versus this year's team, who would end up winning that game?
It's the defense for me is the thing that pivots it toward this year's team. I have rarely seen defenses where every game they do something where my jaw is on the floor. I joke with people all the time. I started 3 years at Ohio State. I led the team in tackles on a championship team. I wouldn't see the damn field if I had to play on this defense. So the personnel is outrageous at linebacker with Arvell and Sonny. Up front, Caden Curry probably not getting enough credit nationally for what he's done. Caden McDonald on the inside might not be a guy who's playing better at his position than he's playing right now. And then you've got Caleb Downs in the secondary where you put him in the post. You can have him play a deep half. You can line him up over the slot. You can bring him on the line of scrimmage. Like, it's that is what they can do with the personnel and with the creativity of Matt Patricia. That, to me, is the biggest X factor that puts them over the top of last year's team. And it's wild to say, right? Like, we watched a team that at its best at the end of the year was ridiculous. They looked unstoppable. And I still think that this year's team, if you had to match them up in a you know, everything's on the table, all the stakes on the game, I think this year's team is taking it.
All right, Joshua, I'm asking you because he's a fellow Ohio State guy. If the NFL comes calling, should Marcus Freeman make the jump out of Notre Dame?
I like the fit at Notre Dame. I like what he's done. I like what he's built there. It would have to be a perfect situation. And here's the thing about the NFL, right? College is one of those places where Marcus Freeman can continue to win the way that he's been winning, right? You make semifinal runs, make it to the national championship, even if he doesn't win a title. He probably gets to retire as the Notre Dame head coach. In the NFL, your whole existence is getting hired to get fired. And so for him, I wouldn't even want him to step into that. Like, it'd have to be a great situation where he could run the organization the way that he wanted to. He would 100%, I think he'd be a good coach in the league. He is in a phenomenal spot there in South Bend. I want to see him there for a long time.
Joshua, you're always so great, man. You've not only were you a great Ohio State player and you had your time in the NFL, but, man, you've really become so much fun to watch as an analyst in college football. So we appreciate you. We appreciate your time as well. Happy holidays.
Hey, appreciate you guys, and happy holidays to you too.
Thank you so much. Joshua Perry there, former Ohio State linebacker, now with NBC Sports on the Fan Hotline.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.